As we just heard, some onlookers didn't relish the sight of Mexican flags at the immigrant rights rallies. They claimed the flags were anti-American. So just how many of these foreign flags were out yesterday? We sent Day to Day's Mike Pesca out to do some counting of his own.
Before we get to the symbols, an interesting word, vexillology, the study of flags. These days, everyone's a vexillologist.
My question is, what service are you doing for your community by running around through the streets carrying Mexican flags and advocating on behalf of people who are breaking this nation's laws?
That was CNN's in-house curmudgeon Jack Cafferty yesterday, before the rallies were in full swing. Last night, the network newscasts and Fox's special report with Britt Hume all led with the marches. They were replete with images and sometimes words about flags. On ABC, Dan Harris reported from New York.
Medina, like many people here, is carrying a Mexican flag. He says, "I don't need to carry an American flag for people to know that I want to be an American."
But the accompanying shot of Medina draped in a Mexican flag was out of the norm last night. There were many more American flags on television. Combined, the four newscasts had 118 separate shots, which featured at least one image of a flag. Of these 118 shots, the vast majority, 82, were shots that had pictures of only an American flag or mostly American flags. NBC had the lowest ratio of American flags, including five shots of just foreign flags. Fox had the highest percentage of shots, which featured only American flags, and that's not counting the omnipresent flag under the Fox logo. Fox also had this report from William LaJeunesse, noting the lack of foreign flags in Phoenix.
The most visible difference here today, no Mexican flags. Those who brought them were told to put them away.
What was true for Phoenix was also true for other cities. Organizers were making a concerted effort to have marchers carry American flags. In Los Angeles, Cardinal Roger Mahoney advised the crowd
that you roll up flags from other countries and do not use them because they do not help us get the legislation we need.
The crowd apparently took heed, as NPR's Carrie Kahn counted flags at the Los Angeles rally.
American flags 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 American flags. Looks like they're winning the count. There's a 21 American flags, 22, and a large Mexican flag.
Revealing about a 20-to-1 ratio of American flags to foreign flags. New York was a little different from the other big cities with rallies. There were no instructions on what not to wave. As befitting a city that prides itself on its ethnic diversity and capitalistic intensity, there was Ed Shekub, a native of Peru, selling flags at $2 apiece. He stocked plenty of flags from Latin America, but was caught by surprise by which flags had already sold out.
Indian, French, some French students at the rally, El Salvador and other countries. So this is like what I have, the small jumbo that I have now.
And when you add up all the different countries, they combine selling more than the American?
Of course, because you have a whole bunch of different countries, you know, you have a whole bunch of different people just coming together.
I conducted my own count at four randomly selected points in the rally.
Here's two American flags and one Mexican flag. Making it 15 and 17 to my right now. What is that a flag of?
This is from Haiti.
Haiti. Thank you. Two of them.
The total was 64 American flags, 48 foreign flags. The foreign flags representing countries from Latin America, the Caribbean, Asia, and Africa. In the U.S., car lots and slot machines are frequently festooned with the flag. Nothing sells like the stars and stripes. Yesterday, thousands of immigrants seemed to have grasped that part of the American experience. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
You can follow NPR coverage of the immigration debate at our website. There are Q&As on the economic and political impact of proposed changes to immigration policy, stories from the border, and a lot more. Go to npr.org.